You just heard the story of Lawrence, and we have then these two texts about wealth, about money, about what to do with money. The first one, Paul is raising money for the poor in Jerusalem. These would be the poor, see, ostracized from their family. They've become Christians, and so they're cut off from their family. So a married man with children, and they all embrace Christ, now they have nothing. And of course, being Jews, they're not part of the Roman occupied. So where are they going to turn? How are they going to feed their children? Now that I have to raise money for my website, I appreciate these things much more. You know, like this is real. You know, and so he's appealing for the poor. And so he says, well, look, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. He doesn't mean you might get a 200% return on what you gave away, but you will have eternal life, which is quite bountiful. And so everyone must do as already determined, because he's already been sending out messages, I'm going to come by, or better still, I'm going to send two trustworthy men so you don't think I'm taking it, you know. Because he has enemies, a lot, and they hate him. And they tell lies about him all the time. Collecting money for who? Well, the only thing is, when the guy is really poor, they can't say much. I mean, where's the big house he's building with his money? Where's the he doesn't have one. He's working every day, weaving tents. He can't have a lot of money himself. It is for the poor. And that's the one of the great mysteries or graces of this feast day, you see. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. And there's Paul then, you see. And this is quite a theme. Now, you see, Lawrence has care of this church and everything in it. And he's taking care of the poor. You just heard that beautiful story. Take me to, you know, I want the treasures of your church. Come, I'll show you the treasures of my church. You just heard that, didn't you? And all the poor are in the church. And he brings in these big shots. And he says, there are the treasures. The poor are the treasures of the church. Holy man. And he knew what he was doing. I mean, he knew he was risking death. That's why we honor him so much, you see. Blessed the man, this is Psalm 112, who fears the Lord. That doesn't mean he's afraid of him, right? It means honors him, respects him, loves him, and wants to serve him. His posterity shall be mighty on the earth. The upright generation shall be blessed. And then this is part of the same psalm now. Well for the man who is gracious and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. Justice. Well, we've done a lot of work on justice over the last 30 years as I've been preaching. You all know what justice is, right? It's honoring the truth of every relationship. Look at that. Go to the head of the class, all of you. Well, what's my relationship to this poor man? I can help him. There's Christ. And so I can help him. So I do. I honor the truth of the relationship. Now, as I told you before, I've lived in places. I remember when I first lived in Rome, first time through there. My goodness. It was not long after the war. It was like early 50s, if I remember. Rome was so poor, you would not believe it. And we were obliged to, we were studying all day, we were monks, we had the office, we had, you know, you have to go out one day a week and look at the sights of Rome. So I went to the general, because all these poor people are on the streets, you see. And I said, mon père, I'm kind of tired of looking at old stones. I would like to go help the poor with my day off. And have you got any money I can give him? He said, yes. He gave me a whole bunch of money. And then he said, very wise, he said, you know, you don't know much about that. I said, I don't know anything. He said, well, then why don't you work with the sisters, the little sisters of, I think it's Augustinians of the poor. So I went. So it was a French order. And this sister came around with me my first few times. And it was a big help. I mean, because they all knew her. They all loved her, you know. And then there was, I remember one woman, Maria. She had tuberculosis. Young, married, had one child. But tuberculosis among the poor in those days. I didn't expect to tell you all this, but I think it's good. This is the poor in Rome again we're talking about. She got TB. Well, her husband wouldn't go near her, and he would come to the hospital and hold the baby at the door so she could see the baby. That's as close as she ever got to her own baby, you know? And so I'd go and visit her and talk to her and bring her stuff. And then she died. And so they took her body home, because Italians are much better about death than we are. The whole family was going to gather, and you know. And so there wasn't anybody there when I got there. And her sister, Maria, no, Maria was a sick one. I forgot her name, Elena, whatever her name was. And she looked at me. I'm about 28 years old. She says, Padre, perché? Father, why? Why is she like that? Dead. Never even held her own baby. I said, Maria, listen. You're older than I am, and you've suffered more than I have. I can't tell you. We just have to trust God. I don't know how to help you. I mean, like, exhort you? No. And it gave her great consolation. I made up my mind, I'm never going to tell anybody but the truth. Why give him a speech when neither she nor I would believe it? You know, I don't know why your sister died like this, but we can trust our Lord Jesus Christ. I can promise you that much. She said, Padre, grazie. So, he collected this money, see. My point is that he's generous. And of course, it's announcing in those days. I'm announcing. I'm all dressed in my habit. I'm walking around Rome. Nobody's going to bother me. In those days, you're a Christian. You're a marked man. Everybody knows Laurentius because he's feeding all these poor people. So he's a marked man, and he knows he's a marked man. And he knows he's going to die. And he still cares for the poor. You see, that's why the Lord promises, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. You follow me wherever you are. You live in a mansion and you follow me. You live in a hovel and you follow me. You just follow me. You do what I tell you to do. And I promise you, you will not walk in darkness. You will know where you're going. Those years in Rome when I did that with the poor, was an incredible grace for me. Incredible grace. You know, being a nice little middle-class boy, this was nice for me to have a little reality therapy. And it was there in Rome. So whenever we have this feast day, I know where the church is, of San Lorenzo, you know, I think of this man who, doing what he's doing, was not only... You say, well, of course, he's generous, but it's with everybody else's money. No. Of course, his own is too. He had nothing. But he knows he's exposing himself. Then he'll be killed. And he was. He didn't hide, slip him $10 on the side and say, don't say anybody. He gathered them all in church and gave everything away, including all the gold on the altar. took all the gold stuff, said, go sell it, make some, you know, feed your kids. Anyway, so that's why, and then we have to go on. Oh, yes. The Lord says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. There's a law of life from death, you see? But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Now he's going to apply that. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whether it's his money or his reputation or his comfort or his whatever, you hang on to it, you're going to lose it. But as whoever hates his life in this world, I give it all away. What difference does it make? You see? He preserves it for eternal life. There's a law here. Whoever serves me must follow me. Live the way I did. Walk the way I did. I do. You see? And I promise you this, that wherever I am, my servant will be right here with me. And he'll know what that means. You see? And more than that, my Father will honor him. It's a promise. So it's a beautiful text, both of them. It's a beautiful example. Now what do? Go home and sell all your stocks? No? Yeah, if you got any. Ask the Lord what to do. What to do. Pray for the poor. If it's going to be another hot, rainy day, they're out on the street. Oh, they're on the streets because they're mentally. So tomorrow you could be mentally, right? You know, the difference is 35 cents worth of chemistry. Anyway.